einfach.
Welcome to Brutal Brunch with your hosts Matt Moore and Matt Mastermaro.
What do any of you know about being brutal?
Featuring Massachusetts metal and punk.
There's lyrics about hell, demons, and doom. What if I told you it's all real?
WMFO Medford.
Welcome to prime time, bitch!
Welcome to Brutal Brunch. WMFO Med for 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.
Sometimes I just do that walking around my house. I just go, biatch!
Just quoting Freddy Krueger.
And people are like, please stop.
Do you smash anybody's head into a TV?
No, I don't throw people through TVs.
Weak. All right, we are back here for another edition of
Feels good.
Brunch.
Good to be back.
Some metal.
I'm tired.
Yeah. I'm tired. I'm sore.
Oh, my God.
For different reasons,
yeah.
Though.
Yeah, true, actually. I was at a water park yesterday. That's why I'm sore.
What did you do at water park?
I went to Water Country. I've never been. I was not allowed to go as a child, and then I kind of like lost out on that experience. So on the way back from Laconia, we're like, you know what? Going to water park. We're going straight to water park. I went there, and there was like one ride, and it was like not the big giant one. But I went down, and I, like, you come off the slide, and then you slam back down on it, and I got off, and I'm like, oh, my back, my legs, ooh, my knee. And Maggie's like, are you really hurt, or are you joking? I'm like, I don't know, I'm kind of joking, but I'm also kind of really hurt. But, yeah, Water Country, it's tight. I recommend it. I recommend going once. I was always told by my mom that I would get a UTI, so I'm kind of waiting on that. Will I get one? Will she be proven right? But I guess we'll see. But, yeah, good times. I was in Laconia this weekend, or Guilford, I guess, like the town right next door. Taking the beaches, beautiful Lake Winnipesaukee with my family, mm-hmm. my beautiful niece, my beautiful nephew, my dad, fiance, brother-in-law. Went to the lake every day, even though it was supposed to rain, but it didn't rain, which was good. And we went one day at Fun Spot, crushed it. I went, got the high score on Tapper, easy, no problems, no problem.
What is Tapper?
Tapper is a classic arcade game where you play by Bally Midway, where you play as a bartender, and you basically run up and down like three sets of bars serving beers. So it's like a joystick to just run in between the bars, and then like literally like a tap to pour beers, and customers just kind of file in, and you have to throw beer at them to get them out of the place. And if you don't do it fast enough, they grab you and throw you out of the bar. So I got the high score on that. My brother-in-law, shockingly, got the high score on Super Pac-Man. I'm like, what is this game? He's like, yeah, it's a game. You eat fruit, you eat a hamburger. I'm like, what is this? And I was showing Matt earlier, my niece like put a token in one of those, like, she's like three, and put a token in one of those like wacky, hey, the bonus 15,000 tickets if you like hit this thing. And she's like, put one in, and it got like crushed with tickets. She's just buried in tickets. So
what's,
yeah,
she redeeming for?
Bunch of garbage. She got a monster truck thing for her baby brother, a wand, like a knockoff Elsa wand, a bunch of rings, some sort of candy. A lot of garbage. A lot of stuff that broke immediately. But good times. I had fun, even though I missed Warped Tour, as we discussed last week.
You did miss Warped Tour. You missed a good time, although maybe it wouldn't have been a good time for you, because as we were talking on the way in, best set of the day was Lesson Jake.
Dork.
Who I believe they said yesterday was their 433rd Warped Tour date.
I mean, if I was at the Warped Tour and did not see Less Than Jake, I'd be like, what the hell? What is this?
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, that's the kind of bands I would expect. Although there was like a lot of metal stuff.
They had the two metal stages,
yeah.
Unearth, Every Time I Die.
How are those guys?
They were both good.
Was What's-His-Face body slamming people off the stage? Bass player.
Oh, did he? Yeah.
I can't think of his name.
Yeah, he not bust out any wrestling moves.
Oh,
I heard that, yeah, he recently got involved in the action.
He's like doing indie dates,
yeah,
as like a wrestler somewhere. That guy's a great guy. Former guest of my favorite wrestling podcast of all time, the Straight Shoot Podcast. R.I.P. in heaven, Straight Shoot Podcast. Hey, you know what though? I also did in Portsmouth. Getting my Warped Tour stories.
Well, why don't you continue?
All right, here we go.
Because
you're nervous. I got something under the desk and you're like concerned. On the way home from Portsmouth to make amends for missing the Warp Tour, I went to Bull Moose Record Store, which is a very...
I've heard a lot of things about Bull Moose.
It's a really fun record store. It has a lot of vinyl stuff, but I don't have a record player. I know you do.
So now I got my imported vinyl from Finland this week.
I saw that. It's still good because it'll have like your like jokey like, oh, here's a Funko Pop of Doctor Who, whatever, you know, dorks like. But it's like just like a lot of CDs and DVDs and like fun stuff. All right, so to make amends for Mr. Warp Tour, I got Matt some CDs and a single Blu-ray. And I will now announce them on the air and see, and you can gauge Matt's reaction. Matt, for the first...
I can see the back.
For the first CD gift, I've gotten you the re-release, a remaster of Creator's Pleasure to Kill, which includes a 26-page booklet of artwork.
Ooh, that's amazing. Look at that artwork on the front.
It's incredible. I know that I've... we talk about Creator a lot. That's one of the patron saints of Brutal Brunch.
Yep.
It's a great album. That's legitimately a great album. I got myself a gift as well, which is the Man of War album from 2 years ago.
Which
and
fixed Maggie's CD player.
Maggie's CD player has been broken for like a year. And we're like, we went to the CD store and she wanted to buy like a Nico Case album to listen on the way back. And she's like, oh, my CD player is broken. I'm like, oh, that's right. And we got in the car and I'm like, you know what? Let's give it a little try. Give it a little try. Put the Man of War CD in there. Works perfectly right away. She put her Nico Case CD in. Nothing. Death to False Metal, says Maggie's Yaris. Problematic fave, Watain with Trident Wolf Eclipse.
Ooh.
A great album also.
This is a great album.
Also problematic. Ooh, I'm going to leave this for last.
This is one of the best albums of the year so far.
Matt is a horror guy.
Yes.
Have you ever seen the classic from Dark Moon Studios? High Moon? Castle Freak by
Ooh.
Stuart Gordon?
No. But you can... my cousin... Yeah. This movie, and he has like the full moon subscription
full
service
moon subscription.
Or whatever. Yeah, all about it. So it's, now I can find. I used to back on Movies on Video in Melrose, Massachusetts,
mm-hmm.
when you could walk in. They would display the VHS copies or whatever, and then you would have to go turn it in to rent the movie.
Yep.
Back in the day, this would always freak me out. This cover,
Castle Freak.
Yes, I was very scared.
I was a big fan of Invisible Maniac by also Full Moon, and I was looking for that and couldn't find it. But Invisible Maniac, I think it's for free on YouTube also. Of course, last but not least, Matt, what I found was I like to call a classic. A classic find.
Is this like a This Week in Metal History classic?
No.
Okay.
This is the string quartet tribute to Hawthorne Heights, including the singles, your favorite one. No, Ohio's for Lovers. I don't think yours is on here. That's it. Ohio's for Lovers by a string quartet.
Wait a minute.
Think about it. I think you should just play that, honestly.
It's not on here.
No saying sorry. You want to know why? Sucks.
No, it's just too good. They had to leave it alone because they're like, this is a masterpiece. No string quartet could do that song justice.
No, it's true. Anyway.
We're going to post another poll. Now that we have an audience, we're going to post another poll that more than one person votes in. But what's
you.
The superior song?
We all know what it is.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
This is a tremendous collection.
Hey, thank you. Yeah, felt bad. I was like, you know what? I'm going to make amends by getting some crappy CDs.
You did miss out. By the way, if anybody else wants to join in the conversation here, numbers are 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. It's not going to get... Actually, the other number is 781-350-3264. It's not going to get any less exciting from here on out because we're going to be discussing a recently released list of new metal albums. But
controversy.
You did. There's controversy. You also missed out because... So yesterday, things started out at... 12:05 in the afternoon was when the first ambulances were bringing people out of Xfinity.
Too hot.
It was hot. Oh. a lot of people of questionable age, you know, pre-gaming, that sort of thing. Their ambulances going back and forth at 12 o'clock in the afternoon.
No bueno.
I met up with your replacement, Mike, and
not
we,
John Corbett, who's typically my replacement.
We were hanging out of the parking lot with an ex-con and a teenager from Japan. So that was very exciting. Taught us a bunch of Japanese phrases.
And crimes?
Yes. Heard
you
about crimes.
How to, like,
heard about
ship?
How to make makeup in jail. Then we went in. Missed out on Great American Ghost. Great American Ghost went on like 12:30. But then we could hear the dulcet tones of Aha's Take on Me, which meant that Real Big Fish had taken the stage at approximately 12:45 for 1 o'clock. Yeah, there you go. So we saw them. Mentioned Listen Jake on Earth, Every Time I Die.
Andy Williams is the name of the bass player.
There you go. Wrestler.
Andy Williams, yeah. Wrestler.
And then we, Four Years Strong. When I told my, I was like, we get there, and they're huge now, especially locally, obviously, Pride of Worcester.
Sure.
And so there's this massive crowd of people in front of the stage. It was like impossible to get up front there. So like, whatever, I've seen them a bunch of times now.
Yeah.
And then as soon as they kick off, it was just like, whoop, just straight shot right to the front. Yeah. So yes, it was good times. And then Werner to call on the show because I met two dudes from Philly.
Gross.
And talked about Philly sports for about an hour and a half. Taking a break in the shade.
Gross. What are you guys talking about? Not the Eagles, though, so obviously.
Obviously not the Eagles.
Yeah, I mean, he's got no time for that.
No.
I mean, he likes all Philly sports, but I mean, obviously Eagles.
Eagles, Flyers, Phillies, general sports talk. Sixers, the confetti game.
That's going to be.
But, so yeah, you missed out. Missed out on some
I feel bad
stuff.
Not going.
My neck is quite sore.
I would imagine. I'm sore from a water slide. I can't do moshing. I don't want people to touch me anymore.
I was watching Chelsea Grin, and I was like, I was gonna text my cousin. I was like, wait a minute, I think the fat dude's out of the band, and the singer seems drunk. I'm like, oh, I thought I was seeing Carnifex. I'm watching Chelsea Grin. I totally mixed up the band.
Who are these guys?
So yes.
Who are you?
But yeah,
good times.
Good times overall.
Hey man, good weekend for everybody, as far as I'm concerned.
There you go.
Also, Slayer was playing across the lake from us, so I could sit in a noodle in the lake. And I could listen to Slayer, which is what I did. Because I didn't want to drag my children, my niece, my nephew, my family.
They missed out. Could have tired them off, right? All right. Enough of that opening banter. As I mentioned, later in the show, we'll be discussing Revolver's 20 Essential New Metal album list, which is outrageous. Got some interesting problematic stuff in the news. And some other good stuff. And as a reminder, we'll be signing off today is Pizza Stock in Derry, New Hampshire, starting off at 11 a.m., runs until 8 p.m. Fundraiser in memory of Jason Flood, raising money and awareness for suicide prevention and mental health discussion. So definitely check that out if you're around today. We got new music, a band that would have fit in right on the mutant stages, the metal stages yesterday at Warped Tour. Local band Within the Ruins dropped a new EP. They have a new singer. Steve Tinnen has replaced Tim Gorgon on vocals. And they released an EP yesterday, and we're going to play you the title track. It's called World Undone, and you're hearing it on Brutal Brunch, WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org.
Hey, Ned, can you lift this box for me?
Oh, sure, Sandy.
Thank you.
Are your joints trying to tell you something?
Hey, Ned, how about toss me that pencil?
No problem.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
The fact is, for healthy bones, joints, and muscles, weekend exercise just isn't enough. You should exercise a total of 30 minutes every day.
Hello. Oh, sure, Tim. I'll walk right over.
Try jogging or going for quick walks or taking the stairs instead of the elevator.
Be right there, Tim.
For more ideas on building a healthier body, call 1-800-824-BONES or visit aaos.org. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons. We keep you well connected.
Bye-bye, Ned.
Oh, bye, Sandy.
So that was audio captured of Matt getting off the water slide.
Got off the water slide, yep. 5 times, baby, in a row.
Well, before that PSA, you heard the latest from Within the Ruins. That was World Undone off the EP of the same name.
I like
Sounds like Within the Ruins.
Sounds
pretty
like
much new singer.
What I want to hear.
Same style. So yeah, and now we don't have our sweet intro.
Oh, we do.
Matt, oh, go.
No, we don't.
No, we don't.
No, we do, but I'm going to do it live.
All right, go.
All right, ready?
Yes.
All right. Oh, no. Wait.
This week in metal history.
Right? That's close enough. It's Hammerfall with me yelling this week in metal history. 21st. 28th. Things that I found to be interesting. Here's the thing I enjoyed.
Yes.
The thing I enjoyed is Hammerfall. first compact disc is produced at a manufacturing plant in North America in Terre Haute, Indiana.
Ooh.
Or Terre Haute.
Terre Haute.
CDs had previously been expensively imported from Japan or West Germany. Matt, do you know what this first CD that was pressed in the United States is?
Ooh.
What's the album?
What year was this?
84. July 21.
Is it a Manowar album?
I wish. No. One more guess. Classic rock, I guess I'll say. Your dad's favorite band. Everyone's dad's favorite band. Everyone dad's favorite singer. If you were to ask someone who has no taste in anything who their favorite singer is, they would say this guy.
Eric Clapton / John Fogerty. Uh-huh. Oh, God. Bruce Springsteen.
Bruce Springsteen's Born in the USA. The album for dads everywhere. Not a bad album. It's fine. I like Bruce Springsteen. I don't know who I'm here to make fun of. It's not me. I'm not making fun of myself. First CD. I didn't like that. July 21st, 1982, Japanese heavy metal band Loudness releases the album Devil Soldier. Which slaps, as you can imagine. Won the album of the year that year in Japan. I like the Japanese heavy metal version, like the heavy metal Grammy for Japan. Loudness kicks ass. They kind of did whatever as the 80s pressed on. Like they just kept doing the hair metal thing. And God bless them for it. July 24th, 1990, Pantera releases the album Cowboys from Hell. I mean, I know you don't like them, but this is a great song.
R.I.P. times two.
Rip times two. The only one still around is the mean racist guy. They never really reconciled either, like Anselmo and those guys. July 25th, 83, Metallica releases their debut album, Kill 'Em All. This has obviously hit the lights. Dave Mustaine was obviously kind of partially responsible for this record, so that's why it's on the list, because Dave, Uncle Dave, patron saint of one of the patron saints of metal history. I think we talked about
your political advisor.
My key political advisor when I run for Senate. We talked about it, I think, a week or so ago, or a couple weeks ago, that Mustaine penned the song The Mechanics, which he then put out on Killing Is My Business and Business Is Good, which is essentially the Four Horsemen. It's like the tune and melody or whatever that's Four Horsemen. But Mustaine's lyrics were about having sex at a gas station because he's an idiot, especially in 1983. The famous story about this album is the original album cover and album title were Metal Up Your Ass, which was just like a hand sticking out of a turlet with like a dagger, which is such a better album than Kill 'Em All. Metal Up Your Ass. So much better. Hit the Lights is a good song. I don't care. I know that you don't. I know you're not a big Metallica guy. I mean, you're not an early Metallica guy. We're both St. Anger fans here.
That's true. Hall of Fame album.
July 27, 79. Your favorite band. I want to put this on there because you were roasting me and John Corbett. AC/DC releases the single Highway to Hell.
Corbett, if you're listening, AC/DC is terrible.
Which is fine. But even better than Highway to Hell is the B-side, which is If You Want Blood. Which is, in my opinion, the best AC/DC. Matt, thoughts? This is a great song. It's a great rock and roll song. Give me a break. Come on. Give it to me.
Certainly AC/DC. It's that song that they do.
Wait, hang on. Listen to this, though. I wish it could be louder. I wish I could go deaf listening to this. It's criminal. They ought to be alone. Man, let's finish it out with a little Australian black metal, shall we?
Ooh, is this a black metal song of the week or is this metal history?
It's also black metal song of the week from this band.
All right. Should we do the concert list first?
I can get this one out because this is from theirs. This is like kind of the appetizer.
All right.
July 27th, 2009, Australian black metal band Noxzool releases their second album of all time. Their first album coming out in 1998.
Oh.
With Iconoclast, which I did listen to basically this morning. And it's good. Symphonic black metal, which is, in my opinion, the best way to mishmash black metal with other things. Unless black and roll, I guess. This is Iconoclast off the album Iconoclast. The song's like 11 minutes long. So just to give you like a feel for what we're dealing with here.
All right, get ready. This can go along with your Dimmu Borgir.
Black metal song of the week will be from their first album. So I will give you a nice background for the concert calendar, and that is this week's Metal History.
Thank you. I'm gonna do one of these.
To be alone.
Well, tonight at the Paradise, you can see Attila, your boys.
Hail
Suicide
to the
Silence,
King.
Volumes, Rings of Saturn, Spite, and Cross Your Fingers. Rings of Saturn, have you ever seen them? How they try to convince people that they're really playing their guitar for real, and they like play with clocks in the background to try to prove that they can actually play what they record.
That's hilarious.
At the Middle East, you can see Spotlights, Glacier, and Way Down. Royale has Sleep, Heavy Blanket, and Dylan Carlson. And at the Raven, it's Through the Eyes of the Dead, The Breathing Process, The Last King, Ivory Tower, Whispers of Andromeda, Noose Neck, and Jump Cut, with the V's for the U's, as in cult. Tuesday, July 31st, at
that
once, it's Panzer Bastard, Upheaval, Lord Almighty, Chrome Over Brass, Sea, Cazador, and Witch Mountain.
How's your Black Cult coffee?
I haven't been able to make it yet.
Ugh.
I had to buy a coffee maker because you can't get a pod. Don't worry. It's kind
of you don't have reusable pods? Aren't you like some sort of lib?
All right. On Thursday, August 2nd, at Ralph's, you can see Brimstone Coven, Faces of Bayon, Black Soul Seraphim, and Mollusk, and a Great Scott Spirit Adrift, Dreadnought, and Inayona. And Friday, August 3rd, at the Sinclair, you can see Scissor Fight, White Dynamite, Northern Skulls, and Red Mantis. And then at American Legion Post 185, a.k.a. The Tank, you can see Values with the Days of Head, On Your Deathbed, Continuum, and Aberration, and Chaotic.
And
there you go.
Pizza
Talk is today.
Starting 11?
Starting 11.
11-8?
Mm-hmm.
Derry, New Hampshire. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Can you turn it back on?
Ah, yes.
Psych! It's more AC/DC! You got it!
All right, well, I have a song we can play instead of Black Metal Hits.
Right,
Black Metal
go.
Song of the Week.
Black Metal Song of the Week is Noxzool, Australian symphonic black metal band. This is off their debut album, Black Seed, from 1998. This album is really good. There's like four songs on it, and they all build up to the last song, which is like this like 15-minute epic. This is the third song off that album, which is Apostasy's Legions Arise.
Ooh.
XVL, which I think is 50, 49.
45. XL is 50.
XV, 45.
Wait, no, 40.
No, XV. 40. XVL. Anyway, Noxul, Black Seed, Apostasies, Legions Arise, Roman Numerals. Black Metal Song of the Week.
Hey, welcome back to Brutal Brunch here, WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. You just heard Whispers of Andromeda. That was a song, Cosmic Relapse, off of Oceans Become Doors at Night. That was an EP they put out last year, and you can see them opening for Through the Eyes of the Dead tonight at the Raven in Worcester. And before that, we had the black metal song of the week. That was Nazul.
Nazul. And we also found out that it's probably Zul.
Yes, Apostasy's Legions Arise. Zul.
The Cult U.
Black Seed EP from 98, right?
That's 98, yeah.
Some 90s black metal.
I liked it. It's a good album.
All right, so
I listened to it at Starbucks this morning in Melrose.
Did you have them put it on the loudspeaker?
Yeah, I was like, put this on. I got to prep. I wasn't able to prep last night.
The mood.
I was busy. Yeah, exactly.
So a list came out from Revolver, your favorite metal publication.
Love it. Great.
And it says, subject near and dear to our hearts, new metal.
You can't tell, but all my clothes just got extremely baggy.
You got some Jenkos on.
I have Jenkos. I have cornrows now somehow.
And so this is their list of 20 essential new metal albums. And Revolver's just annoying. Well, they're problematic anyway, because they're the ones that Decibel readers look down upon because they do like an annual. I don't know if they still do it, but they used to do like the hottest chicks in metal issue. And so then Decibel responded one year with like, we're going to interview Women in Metal, but like not be about it.
That.
So they interviewed the singer from
Biggest Brains,
Kylisa, and stuff like that. And they were like, at first they were like, we don't even want to do this feature.
I feel like that stuff's like, it's embarrassing for everybody now. Like there can't even be like a huge readership for that anymore, is there?
Oh, I'm sure there are. I mean, you go to the Daily Departed Mayhem Festival. I'm sure there was a
rip. Yeah, I guess so.
An audience for that.
I guess so.
And then and there's like certain people like where they just have a picture. In a past life, I would read this issue, and it would be like some of them would just be like in the corner, with like one photo and a blurb about them, because it would be like, you know, somebody they clearly didn't interview, but then you have somebody embrace it, like Taylor Momsen or something like that, or the woman from In This Moment,
mm-hmm.
and they would be all about it. But yeah, anyway,
a different side.
Anyway. Revolver, but like their year-end lists are always bizarre because you can tell that they're trying to cater to everybody because they'll have like the mainstream terrible album, they'll have like an album everybody can agree upon is decent, and then they'll have this random ass like brutal death metal album for like their year-end list. Like who is this? Whereas Decibel is like for the elitists, as all like the fancy albums, metal sucks, stuff like that, and then Revolver is just outrageous.
They don't know what their audience is.
Like they'll have Converge and Linkin Park and. You know, like it's crazy.
I mean, is it possible that
like what was the Chemist?
Is it possible that they're the publication for this show?
Well, we're
pretty scattered.
Well,
with
let's go in the list.
Netflix.
Let's look at the list.
All right.
So for like, but also their reasoning for these albums doesn't make any sense. It's not consistent. First of all, number 20, they have Mushroom Head. 13, which is just not right. You should either do the album before that, or you should do the album after that.
I don't think Mushroom Head.
Save Your Sorrow. Fair enough. But they are, I mean,
it's new metal.
New metal.
20.
Chimera, number 19. It was kind of hilarious because everybody was like, this isn't even new metal. This is actually just the wrong genre because they went with the impossibility of reason.
That's not new metal.
POD, Satellite, number 18. I think
you must be
disappointed with the placement.
It should be number one. POD is the most new metal band of all time besides, I guess, Korn.
Linkin Park.
And Linkin Park.
But there you go. POD, Satellite.
POD, Satellite. Great album. Anthemic album.
It's just not good.
Every song on it is an anthem. Every song is a hit.
No. What album was...
There's only really two.
No, the album before that had Southdown, which is tremendous.
Okay.
And then they had... But what song had Boom on it? Was that Satellite? Was that...
Satellite.
That was?
Yeah.
That was a decent song.
There were no more hits left.
But no,
they were all on Satellite.
Also did the Matrix soundtrack song, which is great. Anyway, POD, number 18, Satellite, fine. 17, System of Down, Toxicity. That's also
Should
one of those
be
bands because they're like, technically by the letter of the law, System of Down, I suppose, is new metal, but they're not really new
metal.
What
makes them
new
metal?
You don't consider them. You don't think of them like, as new metal.
What makes them new metal? Downtune? Rappy lyrics?
I don't even know. I think it's just like anything that came out in that era.
That's the thing that's confusing is like, is it new metal?
Like, how do you classify that?
It's not even like topics, right? It's not like what they sing about, right? To me,
they're singing about Armenian genocide. Like,
yeah. To me, it's like, are there Jinkos? Yes, no. Are there skateboardy looking like stuff in the background? Are there people in? Is there a music video? Yes. Are there skateboard tricks happening? Yes. That's a new metal album. Is there a DJ, I think, should be the number one requirement. There has
is
to be
DJ Lethal
DJ.
In the background.
Is DJ Lethal there? Is it $3 bill, y'all? Then yes, it's nu metal. Right? Or rapped lyrics, right?
Well, so number 16 is Hybrid Theory.
Sure.
Which, again, seems low. If you're doing like the essential nu metal albums, isn't that like the essential nu metal album?
As far as I'm concerned, that's what
that was the first
is.
Time I heard the term nu metal was from Linkin Park.
I agree.
15, this is where they have to go and put Glassjaw on. Like, does anybody now, what the hell is Glassjaw? Like, nobody talks about them when it comes
Shaking
to nu metal. Nope, shouldn't be on there. Mudvayne, LD50. Yes.
Yeah, great album.
But that's like legit good album.
It's a good album, but it's also part of this era. It's
definitely nu metal.
It's music, and it's definitely nu metal.
13 was Kitty with Spit. I feel like there's some retcon. Like, I feel like when nu metal was obviously big, Kitty wasn't that big. But they're still around. But, like, people look back on this era and suddenly have elevated Kitty to new heights.
There's nostalgia in this era. You know,
but
I think what's interesting about the nu metal era is it's crapped upon a little bit because it was, like, very commercial. And I think that's an interesting time period where it's like, hey, there's no commercial metal now that isn't Avenged Sevenfold or what? What's the commercial? Guys from 40 years ago, 30 years ago, Slayer, you know, Lamb of God, I guess, is new. Newish, right? We're talking early 2000s, you know, 20 years ago almost. So I think that's interesting. It's like, this is an era where it was like, there's a bunch of bands, they were playing heavy-ish music, and it was on TRL. You know, it was like, that was like the mainstream pop. It was in mainstream pop, whereas like metal hasn't gotten back there since then. It's just like nostalgia acts.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, one band that can no longer play any nostalgia tours, Static X,
RIP.
Wisconsin Death Trip. That's one of my favorite albums of all time, by the way. That's number 12. That sounds about right. I think it should be top 10.
Inarguable.
Slipknot with their self-titled album, number 11. Again, that's fine. Now it's the top 10 that just kind of goes off the rails. So number 10 is Spineshank with Strictly Diesel. Are you a Spineshank fan?
No.
Do you know Spineshank?
No.
Could you name a song by Spineshank?
No, absolutely not.
I mean, well, there's
other than
the
ones you've written on.
Well, see, here's the thing, because I was at one point when I was going through my new metal phase, I went on Napster and got some Spineshank songs, but they were all off the Height of Callousness because that was like their big album. So you have all this stuff like, you know, the mainstream albums like Hybrid Theory and Slipknot, all these, you know, the big ones, Satellite. But then they're like, well, they suddenly go all hipster on Spineshank and talk about their largely overlooked debut album,
yeah,
Strictly Diesel, which. First of all, you can't find anybody that that knows who Spineshank is.
Can I ask you a question?
Beyond
about
that,
Spineshank?
Nobody could know what this album is.
Did they wear JNCOs?
If you see a photo of them, they are nu metal. They're certainly nu metal.
Okay, fine, done.
You know
they're in on the list. Put them on there.
Number 9.
Was there a DJ?
No DJ.
Were there rap
I feel
lyrics?
Like there might be some DJ type sounds in some of their songs,
okay.
But not like a Linkin Park. I'm not saying they're not classified as nu metal. I'm just saying like they suddenly go hipster with Spineshank. Like, what is this? What is
I'd
this list?
Have POD
number 9
in that spot.
Is Soulfly with Soulfly.
Sure, fine. I
All
agree.
Right. Fear Factory with Obsolete at number 8.
Yes, and I think we heard a Fear Factory supergroup last week in Metal History. Remember, I can't think of the name of the band, but it was like they broke up and formed another band. It was like an 08. I don't know. I'll come up with it.
All right.
But I was excited. I was like, ooh, Fear Factory supergroup.
Then we have Orgy with Candy Ass.
One thing about Fear Factory, great merchandise. Unbelievable merchandise.
That band is right up your
Get
alley.
Get a Fear Factory shirt, everybody. Unbelievable. Incredible.
It's also weird because they're more, I feel like they're like the industrial side.
That's the thing with nu metal, right? Because like to me, like I looked up what is the definition of nu metal on Wikipedia, do you know? And it was
Kiora,
like,
what is death metal?
Everything. It was just kind of like, if it came out from like 1997 to like 2004, nu metal, do you know? Like, so... But to me, it's literally just like, is there a DJ? Are there rapped lyrics? That's nu metal. But they were like, yeah, they said like industrial, electronic sounds. I'm like, so like is like not Testament, I'm gonna think of it. Exodus is like Exodus, like all those like 80s like industrial bands. Is that nu metal because they had like electronic sounds? It's dumb.
Nine Inch Nails is now nu metal.
Nine Inch Nails is nu metal.
Number 7 was Orgy with Candy Ass. Shockingly high for that album.
Shockingly high
because
their biggest song was a cover of that album.
Well, yeah, that's true. Yeah. There was another album that was they get some radio play back in the day, but yes, their cover of Blue Monday, right?
Yes.
Which
reminds
it's a good
me,
cover.
Why isn't Deadzy on this list? Why am I not listening to The Key to Gramercy Park?
So, all right. So Incubus with Science at number six. That, like, I mean, technically, I guess that album would classify, but nobody would consider Incubus nu metal.
I don't consider
Incubus. Like, this is,
Incubus.
Again, this is trying too hard.
Man, I don't consider Incubus.
You don't consider
Incubus.
Rah, rah, rah.
Rah, rah, rah.
Number five, Limp Bizkit, $3 bill, y'all.
Perfect.
Exactly. You can't, again, okay, but then, so number four is Seven Dust with Seven Dust.
Fine.
Tremendous album.
Great album.
Bitch in Black are two one of the best 1-2 punches.
Right? That's the thing, though. What's the sound?
Yeah, no, they're new metal.
Hang on. Can you turn me up, please? I won't turn it too loud. I'm just going to play the number 21 on this list, which is Dead Z, of course.
The honorable mention.
Yep.
Number three, and again, this is where I have beef again, because number three is Deftones Around the Fur, which is, like, fine. But if you're going to use the same logic, like, talking about, you know, Spine Shank and
you know who's not on this
Incubus
list?
Well, hold on.
I just had a meltdown. I have to look at this notes.
But anyway, my argument is that Adrenaline should be on this list, not Around the Fur. Adrenaline is a quintessential nu metal album. Around the Fur, brought, I would say, elevated above nu metal.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have to say, get off your chest here?
No, go to the end of the list, because right. I'm going to get
number two, Sepultura is Roots.
I'm going to get off on a little bit of a rant here, babe.
Which, again, by the way, like, Sepultura, you don't, I don't know.
Well, Sepultura is, like, a band that's been
technically
everything.
Nu metal, but they are everything in... It's, like, too easy to put them on this
list. Their
debut
album was, like, doom metal.
Right.
You know, like, so they can just do whatever they want.
And number one, Korn with Korn. You really can't dispute that, because that album's still good. That album slaps, as they say.
I have a dispute.
Now, hold on, though. But so we have no Dead Z, we have no Dope, no Coal Chamber. They were nu metal, right?
Yes.
There's songs that are... missing from here albums and bands.
It's from Hall of Fame members Edema.
That's what I was gonna say.
What the hell's
that
going
the
on with this list?
When I saw this list,
I'm so mad right now. I didn't even realize that. I read through the whole list. I'm like, that's fine. That's a perfectly fine list. And I'm like, where is Edema? now I'm in a blind rage. Give me the number to Revolver's editors. Yeah, you can't have a new metal list without Edema, as far as I'm concerned, because it. Again, what I'm talking about is, like, the mainstream, like, whatever the era was, these songs were, like, you'd hear, like, here's your Britney song, here's whatever Mace and Puff Daddy were doing, here's Edema. It's, like, that's nu metal to me. Like,
yep.
Guys wearing, like, the, I'm going to call them A-frame tank tops and not wife beaters anymore, because it's absurd that we still call those shirts that. And baggy pants and kind of rapping, and there's a DJ. And you have a lot of gel in your hair. You're conflicted. Yeah, the lyrics are very emo-ish, I guess. But yeah, I can't believe Edema's on this list. That's absurd.
That was the biggest crime. The first thing I did.
Oh my god!
This was I scrolled through to find Edema. There was no Edema.
I'm gonna rage. Anyway, not a bad list overall, though. But I mean, glaring omission right here. Spine Shank's out. Edema's in.
We can leave Spine Shank in and just have the wrong album. Take your Glassjaw. Take your Incubus.
Yeah, get Incubus out of here. Incubus out of the club.
Take Chimera off there. They don't even classify.
Put a Deemer in there twice.
Put the Deemer should be on there twice. Wrong POD album.
Sure.
All right. That's that list. That's fun.
That's what those lists are for. They're for us to get mad at. Now I'm going to go do posts on... I'm going to post on their message board.
Do they have a subreddit that you can
go on?
All right, you don't...
What are you, men's rights activists? You go on Reddit now?
Well, if you're reading Revolver, you're probably on Reddit.
Oh, true.
All right.
How's it going? We'll play a song.
Let's play a song real quick. We'll come back. We'll play some Inayona, which is another band you can see this week. They're playing at Great Scott on Thursday, playing with Spirit Adrift and Dreadnought. Gonna play you the song.
If you want to see Demon, you come to my house. I'll be listening to this album. He's wearing leather pants and he's singing and people are dancing. That's nu metal.
That is just transcends nu metal. Anyway, here's some Inayona, Sun Moon, Force Rise of Sun. You listen to Brutal Brunch, WM Foam, and for 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMOO.org. is Sun Moon by Inayona off of Force Rise the Sun. And you can catch them playing Thursday at Great Scott along with Spirit Adrift and Dreadnought. Check them out. We found another omission from that list.
Papa Roach.
Papa Roach is not on there.
New metal list. It's absurd.
That is absurd. All right, real quick. We're going to get out of here for Mike on the mic. Some quick notes. Check out the latest, or at least online feature of Improper Bostonian. Gozoo is one of the 10 local acts on the rise.
Good.
Pestilence did something racist.
We saw.
As I said, like, have you seen Skyfall? There's a line in there.
No.
Where Javier Bardem is like, he's like, this is all so exhausting. And that's how I feel about all these bands and their racism. Behemoth.
I mean, you know how it is with me with the Black Metal Song of the Week. I have to like do like an in-depth search of all languages, publications to be like, are these guys secretly Nazis? Can I play them on the show?
And finally, Behemoth. They just had to, after their recent run-in with the Polish authorities, had to release album artwork with Nurgle as Crucified Christ on the front. So
it's there you go.
New music coming out. Oh, Nurgle. Hating on
Nurgle.
Baby metal like he shouldn't. All right, we're going to try to play this fancy new CD player with the merch. So we're going to attempt to play.
No vocals, though.
No vocals. We got two violins, a viola, and a cello doing their version of the overrated Ohio Is for Lovers. This is the String Quartet tribute to Hawthorne Heights. We'll be back same time, same place next week. Stay brutal. Until then.